Oh, about mountains are pretty this morning.
Yeah, air's fresh and clear.
There was a little fog over Lake Pleasant yesterday, and it was spilling over down onto the Iowa Free as you came across Carefree Highway. Almost feels like a different place when we get this much rain.
Yeah, it does. It does. And, you know, it started, like you said, in October. So it was already pretty green, and then we keep getting these on top of it. It's just, it's going to be a jungle out there. It'll change our whole ecosystem.
Well, we'll get to weed control later, because you say it's going to be a jungle. It's already a jungle in a lot of places.
Yeah.
But we got, before we get to Roland, who's called in, a quick question from a texter. What causes blossom end rot on tomatoes?
So blossom end rot is, if you're not aware, the bottom of the tomato, not the end that attaches to the vine, but the bottom, turns black, and it starts basically rotting from the bottom up into the fruit. And typically that's calcium deficiency. So there are some products out now that...
Now, does that mean too much or too
deficiency,
little?
Deficiency, lack of
calcium.
With
our hard water, it's still not enough calcium for tomatoes?
It's the way that it's able to be absorbed by the plant. It's just, yeah. But you wouldn't think.
No, you wouldn't.
But it is, the calcium gets tied up and it can't be utilized. So there's some different calcium products that you can spray on the plants, actually. You can use fertilizers like Hickman's Farms Choice. Fertilizer, because our manure is made from laying hens, which are fed a lot of calcium. There's high calcium content in that fertilizer. Using a lot of gypsum when you plant your plants and around your flower beds. All of those will certainly help. And then watering consistently. The other part of that is sometimes with inconsistent watering, those plants will start to utilize and suck up some of that moisture from the bottom of the fruit back up into the plant. So that's also been thought to maybe cause some of that, or at least stresses the plant to the point where then the calcium deficiency manifests into the blossom end rot.
We appreciate the text. You can text to 411-923 or call 1-888-767-4348. Like Roland in Phoenix wants to talk about his pygmy palms. Welcome, Roland.
Good morning, guys. Hey, we've got a bunch of these pygmy palms that frosted. Mm-hmm. We covered them, and they still frosted down here. It's the top part. It's all turned brown or bronze colored, but the lower ones didn't frost. What do we do with that brown part? Do we
at this point, we
get a new growth?
Yeah, good question, because really on frost damage on any plant, I would not prune yet, whether it's a pygmy palm or a bougainvillea, until we start to see new growth coming out. In the case with palms, the problem is the new growth comes from the top as well. So if you start trimming off stuff at the top where most of the damage is, you're trimming off all the newer growth. My opinion would be wait until you start getting some new growth, you know, maybe a couple of flushes of new fronds coming out from that bud at the top middle of the palm before you start doing much trimming. And with palms, the one thing you can do is you can kind of do a little, you can take pieces or parts of that frond off. You don't have to take the whole thing. So that might help you as well. But that becomes a problem, especially with pygmies. They're not very fast growing. They're not going to, you know, recover super fast. You may have to live with some of that bronzish to brownish to then dying fronds for a while.
Okay. Well, that helps a lot. Thanks, guys.
You betcha.
What was it, about 10 years ago, the last hard freeze, and there wasn't a broadcast for 2 years that didn't. Someone
we answered
wasn't
a
asking
ficus
about
question.
Ficus.
Yeah. I don't think we got quite cold enough this year to have any ficus problems, but people are back planting them again, back planting them in mass again. They forget. I think 2011 might have been the really, really, really hard cold freezes on those.
So let's get to Susan and see how we can help her.
I have three citrus trees, and they're huge. They're almost hitting the side of the house, and I wanted to know the best time to get them pruned or trimmed.
Well, first of all, let's talk about trimming citrus. They're a bush, not a tree, so we don't do heavy pruning on citrus. So if you've got a citrus tree and you want to control the size of it, you need to start pruning early and don't let it get bigger than it can get, and then try and cut it back to size. Ideally, the best time to probably in residential citrus pruning would be later in the spring, probably after they've bloomed. Let them go ahead and bloom and flush new growth, then maybe go in and do a little shaping, not heavy pruning. So if it's hitting the house, just take enough off to keep it off of the house and don't over prune it.
We appreciate the call. Good luck with your citrus. And she's in Tucson, so they're usually a couple days or weeks behind us on, you know, watching for that final frost.
That's true. You know, probably more like late March for them. So
hang tight. Just let them be for now, and we'll tackle a little. That'll be a little bit later spring project for you.
There you go.